This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
This episode of 19 Cats and Counting is brought to you by Meow Greens. Get a free Jumpstart trial bag for your cat today. Go to meowgreens.com and use promo code 19cats.
Hello, my cat-loving friends. Welcome back to 19 Cats and Counting. Today, hot topic, TNR. I think most people know what TNR is, but in case you don't, the idea is to trap these community cats, get them spayed and neutered so they're not repopulating, and send them back to where they came from. And today, we have Jan Leonard. Jan has started a newly small nonprofit all about TNR in her parish in Louisiana, called Backwoods TNR. So we're going to take a break to hear this word from our amazing sponsor we appreciate, and then we'll be back and we're going to get to talk to Jan.
You know the expression, cats have nine lives. Well, what if you can give them one more? The Give Them 10 movement is on a mission to help give cats an extra life. How? With spay and neuter. Spaying or neutering your cat helps them live a longer, healthier life. And it helps control free-roaming cat populations, too. Learn more about the benefits of spay and neuter and meet Scooter, the neutered cat, at givethem10.org. That's givethem10.org.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back to 19 Cats and Counting. I'm your co-host, Linda Hall, here with the ever-gorgeous blonde bombshell, my bestest friend in the whole wide world, Rita Reimers.
She's buttering me up for some kind of favor. I don't know what it is.
Nothing right now, but I try to keep them in an account.
I see. So that when I need them, you're banking it ahead.
I'm pre-buttering you.
All right. Well, let's just go to Jan, because I think you've buttered me up enough,
okay,
right?
Okay, good. Good. Jan, thank you for joining us, and God bless you for what you're doing.
Yes.
Thank you for having me. I'm very grateful for the opportunity.
We're so happy you reached out to us, because we can't talk enough about TNR, can we, Linda?
No, and we do frequently. And, you know, there's such a problem with these cats, and people not spaying and neutering their own cats, and then the cat escapes, and then the cat gets knocked up. Jan, you were telling us the story of why you got into this. Will you give us a summary of that story?
Yes. I had a pregnant cat that had had kittens at my house. I didn't know why she was here. She was tame. I'm assuming somebody dumped her off or she belonged to somebody. Why is this cat here? And doing some lawn work, she had kittens in my chimney box.
Oh,
and I'm aware of that. I went to take them because I didn't know what a feral cat was at the time. Oh, little kitties. I went to take them out of there and got ripped to shreds and they took off.
Ouchie.
So I started calling around to get them fixed. $200 a cat for a grand whopping total of $600. And that's what got me started. I started calling around as that's unaffordable for cats I can't touch and don't belong to me. So then when you start calling and someone has you call someone else, you eventually get a shelter, you eventually hit a rescue, and you eventually learn about TNR. And that's how I got started, you know, once trying to find how to get these cats spayed.
That's amazing.
Yeah, and almost everyone we talk to has kind of fallen into it. Isn't that right, Linda?
Yeah. Yeah. Nobody's like, oh, what do you want to do? I want to go into TNR when I grow up. No, it's just kind of you fall into it. It happens, right? And you were saying that you kept trying to trap mama to fix her and she kept getting away. And three litters did she have before you caught,
yeah,
got
three
it?
Three litters before I got her.
And 12 kittens,
well,
right?
For a total of 12 kittens.
Yes.
Linda did the math.
In 1 year. So, yeah. So while we were talking, I grabbed my phone and the calculator and I do the math. If each of those 12 kittens had 12 kittens, right? That's 144 kittens from there, plus the 12 that mama had, means 156 cats born in 1 year.
That's a conservative estimate.
That is a conservative estimate, and it's only 1 year and from one cat. One cat not being spayed could be responsible for 156 cats easily in a year. Easily.
Yes. And a lot of people think that's just being a drama queen. It's real. Those numbers are real.
They can get pregnant as early as 4 months, Rita?
4 months.
Four months.
And they can get pregnant while they're pregnant. Yes. And they can get pregnant while they're nursing.
Yes. We adopted some triplets, three kittens out of the same litter, two boys, gray and white. Definitely, you'd buy that they were brothers. And then this fluffy Maine Coon looking girl that I said, oh, your mama got it twice.
Yeah. Mama slept with the milkman, right?
Yeah, mama was with the milkman, honey. This is only your ancestor. But, you know, they can bring it while they're pregnant. It wasn't enough that she was pregnant with two. Then she got knocked up again for the third. Wow. It's insane. And it's out of control. And it's like pushing back the ocean. But you have to remember, too, that everyone that you did this to stopped 156 kittens a year, right? We got to take that win. So, and there's a vast difference. So TNR is all about trap, neuter, return. And a lot of people get really frosty about you just putting this cat back into nature. But talk to us about feral cats and their personalities and why we aren't trying to find homes for all of these feral cats that you have trapped and spayed or neutered.
Because we cannot find homes for them. Basically, they're wild animals.
Mm-hmm.
They are not tame, hence the feral. You can't pet them. Some of them are friendly feral, and that comes from they congregate around a source of food. People feed them. They start having babies. Next thing you know, you have a colony, a breeding colony, and they're accustomed to people. I have a theory that cats domesticated themselves.
That's our stance too. You're absolutely right. Here's the deal. We worked to train dogs to work for us and stuff. Cats, and this started in Mesopotamia when people started gathering together to live. Where people gather, there's food. Where there's food, there's rodents. The cats were like, buffet, and they showed up. The people were like,
and we were like, thank you. Yes. Getting rid of the rats.
Yes. Humans are appreciative, so we gave them scraps and babied them, and that's the end. They chose to live with us. You cannot, as behaviorists, we will tell you over and over, you cannot change a cat's mind. You cannot teach that cat a new thing. I mean, tricks and stuff, but you can't change their values and their wants.
Most cats that are outside and feral, they don't want anything to do with us. So the fact that they even come around you for food is amazing.
Yes. But part of the issue is that we cannot find homes for them. They're feral. They can go as barn cats, but they can't go into a home as a pet and be adopted.
Did you run into any guff when you try to return the cats, Jan, to their original location?
I get a little pushback somewhere because what happens is people are very compassionate. A little cat shows up or a little kitten, and they start feeding it, and then it has a litter of kittens, and then you start it. Next thing you know, you got 20, 30 cats, and it's overwhelming. It's too expensive to feed, and they just want, can you take some of them? There is no place for them to go. In the state of Louisiana, we have an abandonment law. A lot of the veterinarians, rescues have actual signs that say it is illegal to drop off animals here or anywhere else.
Wow.
So by law, we have to return them. I can't take it anywhere else. Plus, it's bad for the cat. You just go dump it somewhere, it's going to try to come back to where it came from. It's liable to get hit by a car. It doesn't know what its spaces are, where there's water, food, even if it has to hunt on its own.
That's a lot of emotional trauma for them, too.
Yes,
absolutely. Well, and the idea of the return used to bother me. But again, what do you say? There's not enough homes. Those cats don't want to be in our home with us. Would it be safest for them and best? Sure. But it's going to be a really rough transition. It's taken a year and a half for feral Larry in Rita's house.
Yeah. How long was he here before I even saw him on a
Yeah. I used to get text messages all the time, Jan, of her saying, what if he's deceased? What if I haven't seen him in a week because he's a feral? We had to bring him in because he had FIV. Returning him outside would have meant sudden death because he can't fight off the stuff that he's going to get. So we had to, but it was difficult. And the cats that are being dumped that are in-home cats, that are self-domesticated cats, they need that home. They can't survive outside.
No,
they don't know how to do that. So if there aren't enough homes, let's focus on getting our house cats into homes and focus on stopping the ferals from reproducing.
And that is the whole issue. We don't have a cat problem. We have a people problem. because those cats are out there because someone somewhere did not spay and neuter their animals. And once they get out there, they breed like crazy.
And you know what's horrible is sometimes when those cats become pregnant, they kick them out. They don't want anything to do with the litter or the kittens. And that's not good.
And those cats, I'll tell you, Rita had a mouse problem for a while there because they were doing some construction.
Mouse
down the
and
field.
Bats.
Both. So, yes. Uh-huh. So the mice come into her house. Her cats, ooh, cool toy, right? It runs around. And they chased it and they gave each mouse a heart attack.
I got then, two of them outside before they died.
And then, yeah, Rita's all like, save the mouse. And then when they stopped moving, the cats are like, that's not a fun toy. And, oh, toy broke. And they went off and leave the dead mouse laying there.
For me to
there
find.
There isn't a single drop of saliva or a single bite mark on this thing. If you sent those cats outside, they'd play with the critters, but they don't. They're not going to eat them.
Once they stop moving, they want nothing to do with them.
Yeah. Well, they're not hungry because we feed them good. So,
yeah.
Unlike the outside cats that are hungry, so they'll take care of them. Right?
Yeah. They're going to go up in every yard and every person and be like, love me.
Do you ever run into some, Jan, that you've trapped that are really not feral that you have to bring inside? Have you run into any of those?
I wouldn't say that we have to bring them inside because, again, there's no place to take them. We don't have a shelter in our parish. We have no place to take them to be adopted.
Whoa. No shelter? Oh, my gosh.
And the cats are here, and that's why I feel like I'm the lowest common denominator. I'm trying to stop the problem of the shelters being overcrowded. They're euthanizing animals by the millions every year, all the shelters, because there's so many animals. Well, if we stop them from being born, then that reduces the problem of having too many animals, not enough. But it's never ending because right behind you, someone else is doing the same thing, or you can't TNY fast enough, and they're having babies behind you. And once she gives birth, that's it for, 5 weeks.
Yeah.
And then they can get pregnant as easy as
and they're pregnant. I've taken them in while they're still nursing once the kittens are on food and can eat on their own. And she's already pregnant again and she's still got kittens that she's nursing.
Yeah. I think I've read they can have 3 litters a year and rabbits do 4 litters a year only because their gestation period is shorter. Cats are just as prolific as rabbits.
Absolutely. And that I had a little pang in my heart when she asked her the question about the friendly cats, because in North Carolina, there's this lady who had this rescue, the Furr, F-U-R-R. Yes. She was doing TNR outside of the rescue. She trapped these cats. You know what it's like when a feral cat's in the cage, crazy, losing it. Then there's this orange boy, love me, love me. And she's like, this cat's not feral. Took the cat to get it neutered. He was beat to snot. He was living outside the feral community trying to get resources. Beat up, ear mites, FIV positive. That was somebody's cat. That cat was too much of a lover. That cat knew love and got dumped at some point and nobody neutered him.
He became Linda's cat.
So he took an airplane to...
If you're abandoned, we call those community cats or a stray cat, a friendly. And you're out there with the house, and 9 times out of 10, they're not spayed or neutered either.
Yes. Yeah. And the ferals weren't accepting him, and he was beat to snot. It was awful. You cannot take
was
our house
neutered?
Kitty and send
Did
them out there.
Did she have to neuter him?
He had to be neutered. He was not neutered.
Okay.
I said, I wonder how many kitty offspring you've got out there.
But we'll try to find homes for him. That's not really what Backwoods TNR does.
Right.
But we're not going to leave it out there. But there's the same thing that's so heartbreaking with the ferals. There's nowhere to go.
Exactly.
You know, the shelters are overrun with animals and they can't find homes for them. And I've got, a little friendly ginger that's putting in a trap. All I can do, the best I can do for him is get a rabies shot, getting spayed and neutered and putting back. 9 times out of 10, though, fortunately, is when we do return these cats, they usually are being fed by someone. A stray cat showed up, had kittens. Next thing you know, they have 24 cats. There's nowhere to go in our panache, so there's nothing they can do.
Well, you're starting to make change,
though. Once we get them fixed, they still are there. They're great to have around. They're wonderful for pest control, but that sort of thing. Cats are great to have around, and there's usually somebody feeding them. We're trying to implement a program to help feed the animals that have been TNR'd. I'm going to every store in our parish that sells cat food and ask them when they throw it out. What if they want to just straight up donate food for us? we're not going to charge, and we will distribute it to people that have TNR'd cats. We're not going to go around feeding cats that have not been spayed or neutered. We'll help them get them fixed, and then we'll help them feed. And if we can get enough donations, I would love to feed every cat on Birch. But at least we can help the people that are caring for these animals.
We had the same situation here in Lancaster, South Carolina for years. Luckily, they built a bigger shelter here, and some new Humane Society, well, the Humane Society went out of business here, but they've got the Lancaster SPCA that works really close with the shelter. So now there's some resources. So hopefully with you starting this, Jan, some other people will come forward and maybe start a rescue or, you know, partner with the shelter so that you have a place to take these cats that really don't need to be going back outside.
Exactly. And that's the place. And again, as I mentioned before, we can't go out of parish. There's so many resident requirements. And if I, go to the parish next door, Livingston Parish, they only accept Livingston Parish.
That's crazy.
So, we do have a shelter coming. It's been about 2 or 3 years and there's not much. Yeah. So if that ever opens, but again, I think I read something, they were going to have housing for 100 cats and 100 dogs.
They'll be filled the first day.
We'll have filled that up the first day. And it'll be just like, there's also a prison here, DCI, that has pen pals, where they have a little shelter rescue and they adopt animals out. 21 years I've been in Clinton, they have never taken one of my animals in. I've never been able to find a shelter. So we're always full.
Once a community of trappers and rescues starts being built there, you'll have some more synergy because you'll have other people. So hopefully some people in your parish will hear this and go, we need to help.
Yeah, I do have to say, I am a very young, new trapper. I've been trapping since 2018 is when my cat showed up, the first cat showed up. There are several ladies in our parish. Why is it always women?
It's true.
And don't get into it for some reason. But there's a handful of women that have been doing this for 20 years. And they just go out there just like me. I stumbled, found the resources. I met them. They've loaned me traps when I first started. So they're just some wonderful.
Now, they're probably grateful for you.
But they're below the radar and, they just do their thing.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I want to talk about how we can get everybody involved and work together in any range, but I know we're coming up on a break.
Yes,
so, Rita?
We will be right back after we hear a word from our wonderful sponsors and talk more about TNR and how you can get involved, too. We'll be right back. It's tough watching our 30 sanctuary cats age and, they're developing health issues and they're just slowing down since we cater to seniors. We're always looking for ways to improve their health and happiness. And that's why we're taking the Meow Greens 90-Day Challenge, right, Linda?
Yes, I'm so excited. We love the natural stuff. And Meow Greens was invented by a naturopathic doctor, Dr. Dennis Black. They say you'll see changes in just 30 days, like a shinier coat and increased energy. In 60 days, a stronger immune function and improved joint function. At 90 days, you'll see better digestion, reduced inflammation, and improved heart health. It might even reduce cancer risk. And you don't have to change their food. You just add this. Rita, how could we get everybody to try this?
Well, right now, our listeners can pounce, get it, on their free jumpstart trial bag for their cat's health. Just go to roughgreens.com, use our promo code 19cats. That's roughgreens.com. And if you use the promo code 19cats, all you have to cover is the cost of shipping.
Yes, I am so excited to watch the changes in our cats. And I want our listeners to all try this out. It's free, just the cost of shipping, free. And let us know the improvements you're seeing. Remember, that's rough, R-U-F-F, greens.com, promo code 19cats.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
And we're back with 19 Cats and Counting. We're talking to Jan, Backwoods TNR that is in Louisiana, relatively new 501c3. Where were we, Linda, in our conversation?
Well, yeah, I want to talk about, I want to get these action items out there and talk about what we can do. So first of all, Jan, you have a Facebook group page, right?
You can find us, and we just started it. I was not on Facebook before, So I'm struggling with it a little bit. I'm an Excel nerd, and that's logical. Facebook is not logical, and I can't figure out where comments. Yeah. But anyway, we're out there, and we're posting. We have our page.
Good.
We have Venmo and PayPal approved in the last day. So we're going to try and start getting donations. And what my goal is to try and get enough money where we can pay for our own cats.
Absolutely. The cool thing about cat people is that we tend to come together. Like, there's no fighting over, we all tend to come together. So first of all, let's talk about ways we can help Jan and Backwoods TNR. So if you're in that area, maybe you could volunteer to do some runs for her. She was talking about 2 hours this way, 2 hours that way, and all the time on the road. You don't want a TNR? Volunteer to drive into her driveway. She will put the carrier. Yeah, on the Facebook page. She will put the carrier in your car. You drive it. You come pick it up. You solve that problem. Go to her Facebook page. Like the page. That algorithm with social media, that's how we get pushed out. Like it. If you like a post, heart it, click it, like it, something it. It takes half a second. Often we have 500 views on a post and 4 hearts. Right. That love helps push it out and helps Jan. Certain numbers can get us to monetizing, which can help us pay for space.
And don't forget
and
the stars on Facebook too.
Yes, yes. Once she gets that point, you can give stars on things. And there you can buy a bunch of stars for a buck and just throw a star here and a star there. There's so many things you can do. Share her post. Yes. We're going to share posts. We're going to make a post about her and tag her in it, okay? Get it out there. Push it out there. Show the love. That alone will help if you're not in the area. If you've got an extra buck, she's got PayPal and Venmo. And how much does it cost with the low cost that you got? Was it $79?
That is the walk-in price. That's at a nonprofit veterinary facility, Baton Rouge. Spay and neuter in my heart forever. They do our cats for us, and their walk-in prices. Now, we have a reduced rate now that we're a nonprofit.
Right.
And basically, I have 3 veterinarians that can take our cats. If 5 people donate $10, that's basically I can get a cat fixed.
You got
that's
it.
Amazing. That's amazing.
Take the example we were just talking about. That one cat in a year can have, what do we say, 150 cats.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you'll be doing when our one cat fixed. That doesn't seem like very much, but that one cat.
No, it adds up.
What is that thing you say about if you like cats, you should be for TNR?
If you like cats, you should care about TNR, because these cats are suffering and they're hungry and they're getting hurt and they're getting sick and nobody's taking them to the vet and yada, yada, yada. Now, if you hate community cats, you're tired of them digging up your flowers and they walk on your car and scratch it up with their little claws, then you should care about TNR.
Yes.
Because love them or hate them,
it benefits
this
you
should
too.
Be your issue, okay?
Did we talk about your association with Best Friends yet?
We just got approved yesterday. We applied for membership in the Best Friends Network, and they sent us an email yesterday, sent us some logos that we could use, and we posted that on our Facebook. We're really excited. And what that is a network that's going to connect us with other rescue organizations,
sure.
But especially TNR. You got the trapping part down, but it's getting the money to pay for our own stuff and build an organization. I want to be Cause Junior. Capital Area Animal Welfare Society has in Baton Rouge has a feral cat program, and we use their vouchers. They are the reason that we get to TNR cats, because they issue vouchers and pay for the spay neuters. We want to be Cause Junior. I want to be pay our own way and do our own.
It takes that village. And I'll tell you, Best Friends is a very well-known and recognized, and they do their homework. There is nobody that they've approved that they skimmed through. Trust me, they put you through it. So that gives a level of trust. Like, if you're nervous, because there's 8 million people that need our donations, literally need our donations.
And some of them are just people like trying to do this. They're not a 501c3 or anything. Some of them
Absolutely.
Are bogus. Some of them are not. And it's hard to tell who's who.
So when you've got the backings of somebody like Best Friends, that automatically tells me that Backwoods TNR is legit and worthy of my finances, any penny I can afford.
I honestly didn't think. We have our stats on our Facebook page, but that's one trapper, just me. I've trapped. Now I've hit 400. I'm over 400 now.
Wow.
Not per year, but that's since I started. So I'm one person, and that's how many cats. Do the math on that. Of how many cats have not been born and how many colonies were not created because those cats had TNR.
That's the work of one person. If you get some people volunteering with you.
We need more traps. We need more volunteers. Anybody, if somebody could just go out and trap, and I'll transport. We've got transportation. And sometimes I can't go out by myself and trap 30 cats in one day at different locations. You know, it's just because I'm driving. You know, we're very rural. And the travel time takes a lot out of what EPM can't do. We're going to need money.
And we don't want to charge people. We want to offer it at no charge. We will pay for it by donations. And nobody's going to pay for a cat that can't touch or that doesn't belong to anybody.
Well, some people will, but most
some
people
will. Won't. Yes, exactly. And if there's another thing, a lot of people, they don't want to send cash. They want to send a thing. That's why, like, we have an Amazon wish list or like food and stuff. So buy a trap and send her a trap, right?
There's this is Chewy wish lists too. Sign
and up yeah, board. Yeah, I'm sure they have traps. So
on Facebook, I actually have a bucket list and I've been working on that. Best Friends was one of them. We've got a bank account now. We got PayPal and so forth. And we're trying to get set up to where we can receive donations. After this, starting Monday, I'm going to start looking for grants and start applying for them.
Not a clue. I'm not a grant writer. I don't.
Yeah, we are too. We feel it's that. It's really difficult to find a grant that fits your mission. I think easier for you than for us. So hopefully you'll be able to find some good grants.
Especially as a startup. But and put out an Amazon wish list and a Chewy wish list, because that way people don't have to give their information. They don't have to, and they could feel like, I know a bag of food when I know a trail.
Yeah, they hide the address, so they don't know where it's being shipped to.
Yes. So Yeah, and that way people aren't putting their financial information in, because some people get real squirrely about that, which is understandable.
Well, there's so much fraud and stuff.
It's understandable. Absolutely. Yes. And in your own space, like, can you trap one cat? Like, okay, I'm in Ohio. I had a cat escape, and I called the Humane Society. They loaned me a trap. They didn't even charge me. I told them, you should probably rent these, and even if you give the money back, just so that, you know, you get them back. But anyway.
Right.
And they for free. And I accidentally trapped a feral, and that was scary. So God bless you for what you do. I told Rita I never thought I'd be afraid of a kitten before, but that kitten was
he was like a
wild animal.
Right?
And I couldn't find anywhere for him to go. So I released him without being fixed.
Yeah, that was before you all had a TNR. But you've got one now.
Yeah. We now have, this is a cool thing that we did.
Too,
our city did. Well, the director of our Humane Society went before the city board and said, this is what we want to do. So they've set it up. They're doing it twice a year right now. I'm hoping they'll do it a little more. But they set it up where they just put out the information. If you've got a feral problem, call us. We will drop a trap off in your backyard. When it's full, call us. We will pick the cat up. We will get the cat spayed or neutered. We will come back. You'll see our car pull in. We will drop the cat and release the cat, and we will leave again. You don't even have to leave your house.
No.
Just call us. Okay. It's a beautiful thing. It's only twice a year. It's not going to solve our problem, but it's going to stop millions of kittens from being born. We do what we can. Trap one cat.
Exactly. And that's one of the things that I hope to do, is we're going to go to our sheriff. We're going to go to all the towns, to their local governments. You know, give them a flyer. Let them know that we're here, because there's so many people that don't know that there's cause out there, that there's that Moose Bay Neuter. That we can take cats to, that's not more than about an hour from us, is Cat Vet. That's with a K, K-A-T Vet. All three of those, dog people of Livingston, will accept our cats. They're about an hour away. So, and those are all nonprofits.
So that's awesome information.
You just don't know that there's stuff out there. And a lot of people walk and they have young kids in school.
Sure.
And, you know, they can't go to the vet for 7 o'clock in the morning. So that's where we want to get out there and do it. And I do it right now, even though I might be trapping at 3 or 4 different locations. And I bring 8 cats every Monday and Thursday. That's the most they'll allow me to do, which is also a problem, because it's not enough cats going in at one time, and they're breeding behind you, and they're having kittens behind you. And you just, you know, you're just constantly playing catch up, and they're breeding. But there are places out there, and that's what I'm trying to get out there. What I'll do is bring traps, and it's very easy to do. I'll set it, I'll bait it. You know, you just watch it. You don't ever leave it. If you're going to leave, take it away. You can't leave a cat.
Yeah, you don't want somebody trapped and sitting duck.
It is, you trap it, throw a towel over it, put it out of the weather, and I'll come later this afternoon and pick it up. And so many of our community citizens or members that are calling me for TNR are just wonderful in that they will do that because I can't.
You're one human. And that's what I'm sitting here running through my brain, all these things. So you did this and you found a need and you went out to tackle it. You started your own group. You did the stuff to make it a 501c3, which, y'all, that's not easy. Been there, done that, right? Yeah. Well, Rita did. I left it to her. But anyway, and then you're out there tackling this problem and you're networking and you're finding out who can help you. And you're starting a Facebook page and you're... Yeah, you're not sleeping.
And the website and all
I just, the crazy difference that one human being can make to the cats.
And the thing about it is there are ladies over here that have been doing this for over 20 years. And, you know, they're heroes and nobody even knows they're out there doing it.
So
it's hard to make a difference.
So I'm moo compared to some of the other ladies.
I got it. I got it.
But it's just single people, you know, individual people that go out and do it.
I'm sorry, I have to introduce my fluff ball.
Oh, sweetie pie.
Oh,
that's Rita's child. Don't tell her otherwise. That's
actually what I was starting to say, though, is it's really difficult because it's like a mountain. We're trying to fix 40 years of people letting their cats breed outside. So it may seem like a drop in the bucket, but everything that's done is making a difference, especially to future generations. Because if we don't do this, cats are going to overrun the whole world.
And even just me, cat, you know, people think, oh, it's just one cat. But it does. I just stop.
Absolutely.
And if you're leaving them out there for 3 or 4 years, you know, that's thousands of cats.
That times.
Even though we have a lot that haven't been TNR'd, just think how many we have if me and the other people that are out there trapping aren't doing what we do.
That's what you have to focus on. So I am not a trapper, but of course, as happens, I think cats have a sixth sense for which houses contain cat people. And
I had
this little black female cat hanging out in my backyard, and I tried to ignore her until I couldn't. Brought her in, got her spayed. Maybe a few weeks, month after I took her in, I saw a cat, her identical doppelganger, same size. I know it was a sibling out of the litter, run through my yard. We couldn't catch her. And I called Rita, sobbing my eyes out. And I said, I thought I fixed something and I didn't. It's like pushing back the ocean. And I solved this. And she was like, no, baby, look at this. Over a lifetime, that cat and the cats, 2 million cats. By bringing soot in your house, you saved her life. You gave her a healthy life. And you stopped 2 million cats from being born. Stinks that we missed the other sister, but...
It's amazing that soot, that's the one she brought in, was tame enough. But I think she was young enough.
She was young and dumb.
By the time you saw the sister, she was... already, you know, too much
absolutely
older and too wild to be approached by humans.
And sometimes we'll have a successfully tamed fails.
Absolutely.
I have one.
Mine, a dozer. I know we might be running out of time. That was the most vicious cat I've ever trapped. It was a tom.
Wow.
Full-grown tom, not a young cat. He didn't care. He was trying to murder me. And I brought him home. I trapped him at my place from the feed and breed next door. And I let him loose. Well, he stayed. And I thought, oh, geez, I got this terror cat. I named him Attila. And he jumps up on my table on my porch and wants me to rub his belly. I've never had to touch that cat because he wanted to rip me to shreds.
Yeah.
I was going to say, when they do that, I always say,
it's a trap.
I'm not touching.
He tamed himself. And there are people that swear they can tame fails, but it's the cat.
It's about the cat making a
choice.
You
can only tame him so far, in my opinion.
Larry,
he'll be around me now, but it took him a long time. And I can pet him, like two pets, and that's about it. He gets nervous if I pet him any more than
that. Too much. This isn't my game.
Yeah.
And again, Larry wouldn't have come in the house if it wasn't for the fact that Larry was already positive. We couldn't release him. So,
those friendly ferals.
I know we're running out of time. I just want to thank you so much. And give you a chance to give us last words. What are the action items you want to leave everybody listening with?
Yes, thank you so much. Everyone, please spay and neuter your animals, dogs, cats, elephants, gerbils, whatever. Please just spay, neuter saves lives, TNR saves lives. And as far as personally, Backwoods TNR, we would love to any help. If anybody can help us writing grants, please visit our Facebook. Like us so we can get exposure and just wish us luck. I might fall flat on my face. I've never done this before, but I'm going to give it a go. And at the very least, I'm going to keep using CAWS, Staten Rouge Spay Neuter, Cat Debt, and Dog People of Louisiana that are allowing us without our own resources to go there and TNR our cats.
Look how much you've done already, though, Jan. You're not going to fail. You're already a success.
No, I was going to say.
But we don't have the money.
I get that. But if you stop doing this tomorrow, you did not fail. You've changed so many lives and saved so many lives. But.
Right. Really appreciate the opportunity. Thank you for having
me. Anytime.
I'm so happy you reached out because I got really excited when I read what you did. I wanted to make sure we talked as much about TNR as possible because it's such a key component to taking control of the cat population. And also, they do kind of terrorize our indoor cats. They do kind of cause some behavior issues. That might be a whole other podcast, but they can. Thank you for being with us. And thank you again, Linda, for always being with me. And I would be remiss if I didn't thank Mark Winter, who gave us this opportunity on Awesome Pet Life Radio. We thank you from the bottom of our hearts. And don't forget that every day is Catter Day. See you next time.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.